AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Okay, folks, we got a lot of work to do.
President Biden, in a virtual event, signing an executive action to make it easier for women seeking abortions to travel between states.
Last night in Congress in Kansas, they found out women and men did exercise their electoral and political power.
Donna Warder on what Kansas voters did.
Kansas voters have rejected a ballot measure that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions on abortion or ban it altogether. Tuesday's referendum was the first test of voter sentiment after the U.S. Supreme Court in June overturned Roe v. Wade. The anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says the vote is a huge disappointment, and it calls on anti-abortion candidates to go on the offensive. I'm Donna Warder.
It's been hot and humid in eastern Kentucky today as search and recovery efforts continue. Governor Andy Beshear.
For our seniors, for those with medical conditions, really for everybody, make sure you take care of yourself. We've already lost at least 37 Kentuckians. We don't want to lose any to what is going to be vicious heat.
Firefighters report progress against California's largest and deadliest wildfire so far this year. The McKinney Fire virtually wiped out the hamlet of Klamath River. Roger Derry's home survived.
And it was just coming down like a solid blowtorch. There was nothing to stop it.
At least four people are confirmed dead and thousands remain under evacuation orders. There are destructive wildfires burning in Montana, Idaho, and Nebraska as well. The OPEC Plus countries have agreed to continue increasing oil production, but at a much slower pace. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says that won't do much for U.S. gasoline prices.
It's such a meager amount of production, it probably won't change a whole lot for the better. It could cause prices to eventually go up based on the fact that the market remains undersupplied.
This is AP News. A grassroots coalition is working to restore Atlanta's 1906 racial killings to public memory. Correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Part of that is acknowledging it was a massacre, says Ann Hill Bond, who leads a Change the Name campaign.
In order for Atlanta to truly influence the global world, as it says, it does have to make amends with its past.
More than 25 lives were lost when a mob of 10,000 whites chased and beat blacks. Allison Batimba with Fulton County Remembrance says the massacre doesn't fit Atlanta's image of a movie utopia.
There's this idea that it's the Wakanda.
Instead, she says it has the same history of racism and then some of other U.S. cities. They're hoping to acknowledge that and change the narrative. I'm Julie Walker.
Finally, a baseball icon has died. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully was 94. He called Dodgers games for 67 years from Brooklyn to L.A. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.